The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
With me now, though, is Conor Skehan, columnist with the Sunday Independent, former chair of the Housing Agency, lecturer in planning and technology at Technological University Dublin. Conor, you're welcome to the show. You are here to talk not so much about the planning system, but the legal system. So the planning system is the whipping boy often when it comes to delays in delivering housing and other critical infrastructure in this country. Is that fair?
Yeah, and it's the favoured go-to thing to give out about by people who are having that last pint in the evening. They want to sound like they have a master's degree in everything, and a master's degree in pub talk always ends up with the blankety-blank planning system. I'm here to get in the soapbox and say we are letting the legal system away with blue murder, that they're the actual cause of all of the delay. And if anything, it's bringing the planning system, which in many ways works very well, into disrepute.
Okay, so we'll talk about those problems with the legal system in a moment, but are the government going down the wrong track then in overhauling the planning system?
The 700-page new planning bill is a dead man walking. Everybody who's in the business says that.
Why?
It was written by lawyers for lawyers.
So again, it will just exacerbate the problems that already exist, which are not with planning, but with the law.
Bord Pleanála currently spend over a third of their entire budget on legal fees. That's how bad it's gotten.
Okay, so explain this then to people listening at home who have been lucky enough either not to have dealt with the planning system or the legal system, or maybe they've dealt with the planning system and it went smoothly. Put in for a planning application, got it, built a house, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. The majority of planning applications do go through exactly the way you've described. The planning system is the only branch of Irish public service that has to be done within a deadline. As the law currently stands, if they don't make a decision in 8 weeks, you get a planning permission free of conditions straight into your hand. Legally, it's called a mandamus permission. So that the only bunch of public servants in Ireland who have to perform to the clock, and they do every single time. Not only do they do it, but a planning permission is an incredibly complex legal document that is there for life, for keeps. And not only does it have to be written that well, but it has to survive contact with the legal system if it's ever challenged later. So kudos and thumbs up to all those planning girls and boys who are out there every night doing that work. And I know them as a group of people. They work nights, weekends, bank holidays coming up. That's what they do.
Yeah,
no thanks, no praise, no credit.
And again, yeah, you're right. Lots of people listening maybe have gone through the process. We went through the process and you're kind of banging your head off a brick wall waiting for the architect or whoever it is to get back to you, or the engineer. The planning system, there's most county councils, they've got a little tracker on the county council website. You can see exactly how far it is. Always comes in on time or under time. So that has to be acknowledged. Where in lies the problem?
Problem lies in two things. The problem lies in the plans themselves, which try to have enough ambiguity in them to be flexible. But that ambiguity is a frequent target for what's called hope value. So people who've got no chance of getting a planning permission or no chance of getting planning permission for 30 houses on a site that says 10 are trying their way in the system. That's a huge part of it. And my heart is broken with people telling me, I can't get planning permission for a house on top of a mountain in a beauty spot. And I'm kind of going, yeah, right. And they think it's the planning system's fault. And I say, you're asking for a slap. So let's just leave the planning permission system to one side. The problem with the planning permission system is anybody who has ever been disgruntled by it, they're the people you hear. They're the squeaky wheels. And it provides the ammunition. It allows them to be recruited by people who, for various other reasons, which are mostly commercial, want to have the system be gutted, essentially. The gutting has happened on a number of occasions where people in the building sector have said, we need to bypass the local authority. We need to go straight to on Bord Pleanála. Going straight to Bord Pleanála has been one of the biggest disasters and one of the greatest delays ever, because originally with the local authority system, you had to get a decision in 8 weeks. You had to get it. And in the course of that week, those 8 weeks, people are unaware of what's happening. The local authority are writing legally and officially to all kinds of agencies, Parks and Wildlife Service, Uisce Éireann, the NPWS, saying, what's your opinion about this? What are the issues? What are the dangers? And they've it all sorted before the permission issues. And if there is an objection, as there should be, and an appeal, as there should be, somebody doesn't want to deal with that, all those things have already been dealt with beforehand, and the local authority talk to you and give you the benefit of their incredible knowledge of the area they live in. They know what the problems are, they know what the solutions are, and as the joke goes, they're there to help, because it's not worth their while having another planning file sitting out there. They want them solved. By bypassing the local authority, you go straight on Bord Pleanála. When you go straight on Bord Pleanála, they can't talk to you. they can't have those meetings beforehand.
So the way, again, to bring it back to maybe people's own experience, they go in, they meet the planning officer and the local authority who says, you'll get away with this, don't bother put in for that.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get it. You can't have that conversation, no?
So
developers who are going in for a bigger project, you're sending it in kind of blind, is it?
Well, you can have pre-application discussions, but those pre-application discussions that take place, they're incredibly rigid, they're incredibly formal, and the time taken for on-board Planola to adjudicate doesn't stop until they say, well, we've finished our pre-application section now, and now you're going to put in your application. So it's a system that with all the best will in the world, has turned out not to be any use. And for the biggest reason of all, which is that the Board Planála are the judge, the jury and the executioner, which is contrary to all ideas of natural justice, because you can't appeal them currently except going to the courts. That's how we've ended up with this gigantic explosion of judicial reviews, because there's nowhere to go after the board have made a decision you can't agree with.
Now, Board Planála, their decisions are time-bound as well, though. Aren't they?
They are. They're meant to take 18 weeks,
yeah.
Right? But they're allowed to give themselves extensions, right?
Okay.
A local authority doing that, be up in front of the court, in a New York minute if they tried it. The board have gradually eaten away at that, so they're saying we aim to do it in 18 weeks, and inevitably on week 17 you get a letter saying it takes more and more and more time. They're now taking 11, 12 months to make a decision, which in the old days, in the old money, would have been regarded as a national disgrace. Part of the reason they're doing that is because the system has changed so much and become so litigious that they're having to spend all of their time making these absolute bulletproof decisions that have to be gone over and over and over by lawyers because of the threat that's increased. The rate of judicial reviews has dramatically increased, and that's taking up all of their time, is trying to do that.
Okay, and they go through all that work, it takes up all their time. The judicial review still happens an awful lot of the time.
Exactly.
So now we are in the realm of the legal system.
Okay, so the judicial review...
They've been kind of hanging over our heads like the sword of Damocles, maybe up until now.
No, originally a judicial review was meant to be an examination of what used to be called an error of procedure. Error of procedure means you put the wrong dot, wrong T. And they were meant to correct errors of law. They were meant to stay a million miles away from matters of substance. Will the bird like that? Will there be too much noise? In the old days, that was called curial deference. So curia is an old word for a parish, and deference means being deferential. Mm. So in the old days, the judges wouldn't go near that type of stuff. Sadly, increasingly, the courts are making decisions about matters of substance. And that's dreadful for two reasons. It's dreadful because almost everybody involved doesn't understand the issues. I have frequently had senior counsel say to me the following words: Connor, could you make that evidence simpler? Remember, High Court judge has to understand that.
That's not a good
sign. Kieran laughs nervously. So what we're ending up with is a situation where people don't understand or appreciate, nor are they familiar with working within that system. The biggest problem is that law is meant normally to deal with matters of men, matters of human beings, things that we have invented for ourselves, like tax, like property boundaries and things like that, that are fixed and finite. The environment is the last thing the environment is fixed and finite. The birds change every year. The quality of a river changes along its length. You can pour tons of nasty pollution like raw milk into a river. I used to show my students how to do this. You pour it in, here, take the readings. It's dreadful. You go down a couple of hundred metres, the pollution's gone. So nature has a thing called an assimilative capacity. It has a certain amount of resilience. It can take loads. But the legal system treats the planning, treats the environment like a pane of glass. You touch it, and the whole thing breaks, the whole thing falls apart. So it has become an absolute desert of common sense. It's an absolute desert of people understanding how it works.
How did that happen? How did we go from a situation whereby the judiciary wouldn't touch this stuff with the barge pole to dealing with it? Was it just kind of a slow thing, a kind of a case of mission creep?
It's a mixture of two things. A lot of it, of environmental law in Ireland, is now run by what started as a European directive, an EU directive. Mm-hmm. In Ireland, we are spectacularly clumsy at translating them from European directives into Irish law. The process is called transposition, and we're really, really bad at it. And we're really bad at it is because it's done by legal civil servants, for legal civil servants. And the number of times that people who are in the business are invited in is incredibly scarce. That's recognised. In 2017, the president of the High Court, said he actually highlighted that is the clumsiness and poverty of the actual legislation itself and the inability to properly transpose as being one of the key issues. And the other problem he said himself at the time was, he said, I guess us in the judiciary, we have to take a lot of responsibility for as well, because it is almost irresistible for somebody with a legal frame of mind to get lost in those kinds of words. A recent very wise judgment calls them legal confections, where they're arguing about 0.003 of a thing. That's 0.003, should not have been 0.001. And that happens everywhere in the world as well. And every other country in Europe, has a way of safeguarding against that, and it's called an administrative court.
Okay, so this is, brings us on to possible solutions. Exactly. If the 700 pages of planning reform currently on the government desk is a, how did you describe it, a dead man walking, what is the solution?
So the solutions are, in the first place, you lighten the load on the system. The existing law has what's called exemptions. So there's all kinds of things that don't need planning permission, particularly if they follow certain rules. We could dramatically reduce the caseload of local authorities and Bord na Leabhar and the courts. That's the first thing I do, is I make the size, the target, smaller. The second thing I do is I have a look at the actual legislation itself as it's been framed and make sure that it's able to accommodate the ambiguity and dynamics that are necessary for natural systems. The third thing I do is introduce an administrative court to allow that I to be dotted or T to be crossed. And it's a matter of 10 minutes in a court. I've seen them in other countries in Europe. Everybody goes in and says a mistake. Oh, it's a mistake. Wrong date. Oh, pity about that. Here, judge stamps, signs, done, gone. In an afternoon. In an afternoon. Problem in Ireland, we find those things. We've got people who are anxious to have grounds for a JR. They bring that kind of stuff in. They build a huge case all around it. And it takes 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years to get the judicial review.
Because the, that small administrative error is suddenly been wrapped up in all these other substantive issues around environmental impact or what have you. And then the judicial system has been asked to assess all of this.
Yeah.
Separate that.
Yeah. Exactly. So the lawyer says, and the judge says, I never saw a fact I didn't like, you know, so there's something to talk about and debate. So the administrative courts would do a huge part of it. And then the last part is we've made a gesture, at least, towards having these new environmental courts in Ireland. And good luck to them. Everybody wishes them well and hopes they are as speedy. And certainly the people who are involved in it have a reputation for being decisive and speedy, which is good. The downside is they are still just lawyers. And as my senior counsel said recently, speak slowly, Conor. You're having to try and explain something to a judge, right? The in other countries, particularly countries like, say, the Netherlands or Denmark, who have a long tradition of environmental law, they have types of courts. Like, for instance, they have a water court in the Netherlands. And there you're sitting in front of two or probably three people. So the judge, she's an expert in law. The guy sitting on her right is an expert in water. And the guy sitting on the other side is an expert in County Kilkenny. Ah, suddenly you've got an awful lot of knowledge at the other side of the table. You've got experts talking to other experts, taking stuff in, knowing that's bull, don't waste our time with that. That's an important issue. They take to the judge and say there's a wrinkle here that's certainly legal and there's an environmental issue here that needs to be fixed. So the solutions are all out there.
Good luck with that, Conor. The judges are like the bishops in the 1970s. I mean, they're infallible.
Silence from Conor's side of the mic. The process, at least we're having the conversation, but we have to move it away from the trope in every pub and every cafe saying it's all planning. Planning is working really well when it's let do its job. But it's like somebody, a runner, having their shoelaces tied together, and the people tying them together are wearing black capes and wigs.
Conor Skeehan, columnist with Sunday Independent and lecturer in planning at the Technological University of Dublin. Conor, pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.